very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 20th December 2022, Tuesday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 412. Okay, now we gather for physical puja. Namo Bunsi Se Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Se Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Se Jia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Si Bu Sa. Namo Quan Si Bu Sa. Namo Quan Si Bu Sa. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Ami Tho Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Mi Lo Fo. Namo Bu Xian Bu Sa. Namo Bu Xian Bu Sa. Namo Bu Xian Bu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Bu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Bu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Bu Sa. Namo Fo Bu Sa. Namo Fo Bu Sa. Namo Fo Bu Sa. Arahang sama sambutto bhagawan Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Surameraya Majapamadatana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Adipa Puja. Offering of light. Gana sarapa ditena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang. Gandha sambara yutena Rupinaham sukham hina pujaye pujaniyam tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi Bhutang Kusumena Nena Punnena Mattena Cha Hotu Mokhang Pupang Mila Yati Yata Idang Me Kayo Tata Yati Vinasa Bhavang Adivasetu No Bante Paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu muttamang adivasetu no bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu muttamang Adivasetu no bante bhojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu muttamang. Now we shall chant the puja expiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and douses off all the fires of our defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dhanaparami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Bendang Pujeme. Damang Pujeme. Sanghang Pujeme. Always remember, huh? What we are trying to develop is the inner awareness within. That's why we call it the awareness-based meditation. It's not a thought-based type of meditation where you verbalize and do all those very commonly accepted type of thought-based meditation, following instructions or following what they call method techniques and object of meditation. So for those who are familiar with those, you want to start with those, it's up to you, huh? But for those who have already developed the understanding, you should try this awareness-based meditation, because it will take you direct to your true mind, your silent mind, because your awareness without thought is your true mind. And that is the meditative mind. We also call it the silent mind. That is your true nature, true mind. So the first hallmark of healing is to realize this. That's why we are more intent on letting you all develop this understanding, so that when you meditate in the future, you can develop this meditative mind with inner awareness straight away. And this is a free mind. It's not a conditioned state where you focus, concentrate, or verbalize. Then you go into one-pointedness or whatever, absorption meditation and other things. Of course, for those who wants to try the traditional way of starting, you can. But finally, you will end up doing the correct one, which is awareness-based. So if you want to go one big round, then finally come to it. It's up to you. But for me, after you have the understanding, it's relatively easy to do the awareness-based meditation straight away. Means whatever you do, you just relax. Following the four support, relax body and mind, be at ease, totally at ease. Yeah. So if you want to train your mind in awareness, you can, like using the mind sweeping method to develop awareness at the forehead, then relax. Yeah. Relax. Because when you feel and relax, there is no thinking, no stress, nothing. Whatever tension, tightness, or stress within, you just relax it. Then you sweep it down from the forehead to your eye muscle, then facial muscle, then your chin, your neck, your shoulder. Relax. Aware, relax. Aware, relax. Means do not think. So this one has the benefit of initially training your mind to be at the location you want it to be, so that it can develop awareness. Yeah. But for those who already have the stability or awareness, or who has done it, you can straight away relax, then maintain awareness. You can maintain awareness at the object of meditation that you are familiar with, like your breath or whichever, but it should be a general spacious awareness where you don't focus, you don't concentrate, you just maintain awareness, just aware. Whatever that arises within your form and mind, the sixth sense basis, aware, finish. Aware, finish. So that there is no thinking, no follow-through to develop the heedless thinking or the proliferation of thinking or the thought process. So when you just relax, maintain awareness, the silent mind will finally surface or arise. But initially, most people who has not developed such training, they cannot do it, because your mental hindrance are there. You have not stabilized your spiritual faculties. So because of that, in the midst of life, especially your daily life, you are most of the time not mindful. Most of the time, you have this thought process, the heedless thinking, the habitual tendency, the mental hindrances. Then when you are in the midst of living life, going to life or working, career, traveling or whatever, you are in the active mode. Is your senses are all active. And to develop mindfulness in the midst of life is not easy unless you have trained yourself to do it. Otherwise, it's not easy. So what happens is most people, when you just relax and want to maintain awareness, you tend to fall asleep. So initially, it's okay. If your body is tired, want to sleep, sleep. Yeah. But later on, when you are more fresh or when you recuperate from your tiredness, then you become aware again. So when you are aware, first is of course your posture. You are doing the sitting on the floor or whatever, relax, maintain awareness, then aware of your posture. Then after that, whatever awareness that arises, stay there. Stay there. You can stay at the object of meditation or do the mind sweeping method, or you can stay at the heart area. Just relax and maintain awareness at the heart area. But before your awareness stabilizes, actually, you stay at the heart area, that one will move because you have not stabilized it. But it's okay. You stay there and just relax. Maintain awareness. Then whatever that you can detect, whether it's your heartbeat or whatever vibration within your heart area that you can detect, you stay with it. Means maintain awareness. Aware. 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 Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Initially, if you are not sensitive, you cannot feel anything, it's okay. Just relax. Don't allow the thought to continue. So, if in the midst of life you don't have the spiritual faculty developed, you are not mindful most of the time, then when you come to this awareness-based meditation, the thought will continue to arise. Never mind. Let it be. Just develop the understanding. The untrained mind is heedless, think a lot. So you just let it be. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Thought arise, aware, finish. Don't follow. Tactile contact, arise, finish. Smell, upon contact, that sensation, whatever that arise, finish. Don't let it follow. Don't go and like try to perceive and then create thinking. Stop that. If you do that, then you become like normal healers people, normal puttajana who are not able to develop this inner awareness or mindfulness to develop the silent mind to meditate. So here we just relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to know whatever arises, just let it be. Then after that, not long, if you don't feed it with any more thinking, then the whatever unfinished activity of mind, they will lose its power because they will slow down, slow down. So like the analogy given by J. Krishnamurti, the very flowering of that thought or sankhara activity is the very ending of that activity. So if you just let things be, maintain awareness, then all this thinking, they will slow down, slow down. So within that silent awareness, you must observe all this. Don't look for it. Just maintain awareness. Then when that thing happens, you will know. The awareness nature within will know. Then you can like sense a sudden transformation in your consciousness. Sometimes we call it the shift of consciousness. Sometimes you realize you become very quiet in your mind. Like the Sankara activity slow down. Then after that is like no more thinking. That is the beginning of awareness. That is you have developed it already. And that beginning is very important. When you realize it, don't be excited. Allow it to be, let it stabilize for as long as you can. Then silence everything. Then find out in that state, who are you? What are you? Because without thought, the awareness nature can understand. You are completely different. You are not a being. You are not an entity. There is nothing inside. Because of the mundane mind, the egoic mind that create the egoic delusion, sakrality. That's why it create this activity of mind, the mundane mind, which is the movement away from that nature. When it move away from that nature, you will develop delusion. But when you stay completely silent in a way, that nature can understand a lot of things. That nature can develop clarity, can develop understanding, can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, can be aware of your habits, your tendency, your stirring of mind, your reaction, every movement within the five aggregate of form and mind, the awareness can be aware of it. It is through this silent observation that you develop understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. And this is what meditation is all about. So hopefully with this understanding, you go back, you listen to it again, then stabilize the understanding, then just do. Then you will progress very fast. So I repeat the support, the first three. Relax, body and mind completely, be at ease. Then silence everything, don't try to know, maintain awareness. So this awareness, just aware, finish. No thinking, aware, finish. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Yeah, no need to verbalize also, just aware, finish, aware, finish. Just let it be. Yeah, let things be. Like you are dead. You got no power over your entire body and feeling or sensation, nothing. You just let whatever that arise, let it continue. Not long. Your awareness nature will come, stabilize, it will manifest. Then you will be able to realize it. And that is the beginning of awareness-based meditation. Then you continue to stabilize it. It will become very stable. After you have stabilized it, this one may take a while. Depend on your path. Some with the good path, very fast, they go into it. But remember, when your awareness nature develop, you must continue to relax and maintain awareness. Otherwise, you can go into absorption or concentration, which is also not bad. You will become very calm, very peaceful, then the nimitta, everything will come to you. But just relax. When you relax, the energy does not build up. Then your free mind will continue to be there, ever radiating awareness within. It will just be the awareness. Beautiful, radiant, just aware. With no thought process, no sankhara, nothing. Just that nature. And you will start to understand more and more of what that nature is without doing anything. Then all the question that I prompt to you to inquire, you will understand without thought, who are you? What are you? Then, how does the nature, the awareness nature, creator, manifest all the myriad creation? That's why the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. That mind is a mundane mind. The true mind do not do anything. The true mind is just that nature without thought, the awareness nature within. Yeah, that is the first to come up from that nature. Then from there, if you want to create activity of mind, thinking, aggregate of mind, because we are a physical human being with the sense bases and the consciousness trapped inside, the five aggregate of form and mind will create a content of consciousness, the mundane mind. Then it can arise. Then when it arises, most people are deluded by it. We believe that is the mind that belongs to us. But we cannot see how it arises. Dependent originating condition arising, cause of phenomenon. It has a lot to do with our memory. It's only through awareness that we see all this. Then we realize how we actually delude ourselves when we go to our memory, especially the psychological memory that we accumulated over a long period of existence. Even this life itself, our views, our belief system, our conditioning, our habitual tendency, our fear or phobia, our delusion, including our emotional negativity, insecurity, they are all accumulated there. So if you use the brain to act, you are acting according to all this psychological rubbish that you accumulate inside there. That's why when it comes to psychological thing, you cannot use thought. If you use thought, you will create the wrong thought and cause suffering. Not only cause suffering, it will give rise to more and more delusion. Illusion. Then you will deludedly grasp, cling, and hold, believing that you exist, you are real, the personality, the atta, everything arises. And because of that, selfishness arises, the evil roots of anger, hatred, delusion, fear, worry, anxiety, all this arises. These are the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's how the essential Dhamma can be understood. But you need to have this silent inner awareness. Okay, now I will let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm for 30 minutes so that you can develop the awareness-based meditation to stabilize your inner awareness. For those who already know how to do it, you just stay at the heart area and just let it locate your gateway. And for those who have located the gateway, you just relax, maintain awareness, and let the nature do its activity. That's why the fourth support is trust. After relax, aware, maintain awareness, the last one is trust. Trust the nature to develop the movement and the activity. Because that nature within is already intelligent. It has the understanding. So when it detected the gateway, all your yin-yang energy, external, they will melt inside and become pure energy. And this pure energy will know where to move, where to activate from within, not from outside. This is how the unfolding and the flowering of the internal nadis and chakra system manifest naturally based on trust. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation and try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the trained mind states that you need to use to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness, to develop heedfulness, so that you are heedful in the midst of life. And the real meditation in life is the daily mindfulness. You must be mindful, ever mindful in the midst of life to develop heedfulness. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamma Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati. Swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pajyatang veditago venohiti supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Samicipatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho. Yatidang chatari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato sakkasangho. Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaneyo anuttarang punyang ketang lokasati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We'll continue. Sariputta, you should all believe that which the Buddha says, for his words are not vain or false. So that is the sutta. The commentary explained, is it? All of you sound here, conditioned enlightened ones and others, ought to believe the speech of the Buddha. What the Buddha says contains nothing false, nothing unreal. It is all true and not false. Take care not to become Doubtful. Then the next part of the sutta says, Sariputta, all the Buddhas speak the Dhamma in accord with what is appropriate, meaning although it is wonderful Dhamma that opens the provisional to reveal the real and ultimate teaching, the Buddha manifests the provisional for the sake of the real or the ultimate teaching. For the sake of the truth, real Dhamma, he explores clever expedient devices and speak the Dhamma in accordance with what is appropriate. So this word appropriate is very important, eh? To suit the situation. That's why it's really appropriate. He takes a look at the potential of the listener and then dispenses the teaching, speaking Dhamma suited to the people being taught. So to do that, you must have the parami, you must have the real all-knowing understanding, or you must have great perfection, great parami, to enable you to have such wisdom and understanding to speak based on the appropriate causes and conditions so that the people one speak to can receive the teaching and can develop the understanding. Then the next part of the sutta says, but its purport is difficult to understand. So this part is very important, meaning in the Dhamma, the Buddha speaks. One meaning is complete with limitless meaning. That's why it's very profound, very unique. One word is complete with the wonderful principles of limitless words. So one meaning encompassing limitless meaning. Limitless meaning revert back to the one doctrine. Therefore, its purport is difficult to fully comprehend. The doctrines are not easy to assimilate. Dhamma is such because before you have the perfection, the what they call very, very wide exposure to cultivation, extensive type of exposure and cultivation, you can never, never have the ability to comprehend because the Dhamma is ever evolving. It is very unique in the sense that this Dhamma, like I say, wisdom is limitless. There is no limit to it. We are talking about the conditioned world type of wisdom. So this one, you have to really go through the cultivation, the perfection, for you to really have this ability. It's like sometimes when you hear Dhamma from great beings, or very well cultivated, evolved type of beings, the words they speak are very profound and had limitless meaning. And their choice of words are very appropriate and precise. The word is precise. And its meaning is really, really very, very extensive. Yeah. So to understand all this is not easy, especially when it comes to this ultimate real Dhamma as taught by the Buddha or all the great beings. They are not easy. That's why they use the word. They use the word is purport, is difficult to understand or comprehend. Then the sutta say, what is the reason? Why can't they be readily Understood or comprehend. Then the Sutta says, I extensively speak all Dhammas by means of countless expedient devices, various causes and conditions, analogies and expressions. So this part you have to pay attention. Yeah. That's why I remember during the early days, a lot of your you thought I repeat a lot of the teaching, especially you chant, you have been repeating. No, it's not repeating. This is what precisely has happened because the Dhamma need to be explained and approached from many causes and conditions. As I hear the Buddha say, I extensively speak all Dhamma by means of countless expedient devices, means skillful means, expedient devices, just to bring forth the provisional teaching before coming out with the final ultimate teachings. Then by means of various causes and conditions. By means of various analogy and expression. And this is what many here also share. That's why sometimes I have to give you example, analogy, various type of expression. Then I have to quote from the sutta. I have to quote from even J. Krishnamurti quote. Or sometimes those what they call Dhamma code that are very unique and very beautiful. So all these are needed. Then when it comes to expedient devices or skillful means and approaches, you have to use a lot of them because without using them, it's very difficult to expound the Dhamma, to bring forth the understanding, the meaning, especially the law of karma, Paticca-samuppada, the essential Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, and its three turning. There are so much things to be explained, to be understood. Each and every of the essential Dhamma, the meanings are very deep, need a lot of explanation, or analogies and expression to develop the true understanding for cultivator of the way to assimilate, to receive the totality of meaning. So this is why this type of teachings are very rare, difficult to come by. So now we go to the commentaries. We see how Chen Hua explained it. From the time I realized Buddhahood, this is from the commentary, I had used a countless number of dhammas and expedient devices for the sake of the real manifesting, the provisional. I also use all kinds of causes and conditions to teach living beings. I expound upon all the dhammas. So this one is like more or less the same. Okay, the next part of the sutta says this Dhamma cannot be understood through deliberation or discrimination. So this one I think by now it should be very obvious to you all, huh? Because the Dhamma, which is basically the truth, is beyond thought, beyond mind. So you cannot use the thought process to deliberate on it or to analyze or to reason or to arise the what they call discrimination. You can't. So we go to the commentaries. The commentary, Chen Hua say, although various causes and conditions, analogy, expression are used to expound all the Dhamma itself is not easy to comprehend. You cannot use your conscious mind. So here, conscious mind means what? Very good. Mundane mind. That's why you cannot use the mundane mind, which is thought-based, to understand it. You need to listen from your heart with the awareness within. Ah, then the next line, which is very good. You cannot use your sixth mind consciousness, means the mundane mind, the discriminating mind, or the seventh consciousness. So this, the seventh consciousness, is what Sankara is all about. Discriminating, creating all the discrimination. Yeah. Because before one become enlightened, this, they call it Mandarin, fen bie xing, discriminating the duality. All this, they will continue to arise. So the discriminating mind or consciousness of the seven consciousness, then the deliberating consciousness to try and figure out the doctrine of the Buddha. Means you use your thought process, you try to analyze, then you try to like reason, then compare. So analysis leads to what they call reasoning. When you reason, you have discrimination of right and wrong. That's why the world is constantly in conflict, is because why? They use the mundane mind to reason, to actually talk about peace. So when the individual is still not enlightened, still have the ego, the peace that they are interested in is the peace according to them, selfish. That's why America used this statement. America's foreign policy is America's interest first, nothing else. So if that is the basis of peace, then it's very difficult. So there can be no peace without wisdom, without understanding. Peace can only be discussed and talked about on the discussion table or in the conference. But most of the time, it doesn't end up in peace. Most of the time, there are still a lot of conflict, a lot of negativity of mind states that move. So this is why it cannot be deliberated and discriminated. Okay, we move on. Only the Buddha alone can know it. Yes, can understand all this. So the commentary also say only the Buddha and the Buddha alone can know all this type of profound unique Dhamma. Why is it that way? What is the principle at work here? Because all the Buddhas, the world honored one, appear in the world only because of the causes and conditions of the one great matter. So what are the causes and conditions of the one great matter? Each of us should think it over or reflect on it. What matter is our great matter? Sakyamuni Buddha manifests in the world for the sake of causes and conditions of one great matter. What great matter is this? What is it? I will tell you. So according to Shenhua, the great matter is not a small matter. Were it a small matter, it would not have been called a great matter. Do you understand? That is a very simple explanation. There is another very profound explanation, but you will have to think it over or reflect it over and discover it yourself. It is extremely wonderful. Wonderful to what level? Wonderful to the level that it cannot be thought about. It is just inconceivable. Previously, it was already explained that it cannot be understood through deliberation and discrimination. And so now in thinking about it, we are completely wrong or off tangent. We are discriminating. And that is also a mistake. Non-discriminating, not deliberating, that is just a wonderful Dhamma. I ask you to answer the question, but the question does not need to be answered. Then why did you ask it? Why should not I have asked it? If you can answer me as to why I should not have asked it, then I will not ask. Why is there no answer? It is because Sakyamuni Buddha has now entered Nirvana. And really, only Sakyamuni Buddha is qualified to judge and answer to that question. I'm not qualified to do so. So the best thing to do would be to forget about it. I believe that you all cannot forget it. Why can't you forget this question? It's because it deals with the causes and conditions of the great matter. If it were the causes and conditions of some small matter, you would be able to forget it. But how could you forget the causes and conditions of the great matter? You cannot forget it. If you cannot forget it, what's to be done? We should understand it. Although I talk about it back and forth, I still have not told you what are the causes and conditions of this great matter. I will not stall around and keep you in suspense any longer. I will hear. It is like I hold up my closed fist and ask you, what do I have in my hand? Take a look. What is it? You do not know? That too is the cause and condition of the great one great matter. See, what is it? I open my hand. Nothing at all. The causes and condition of one great matter are also just like that. The causes and condition of the great matter are simply no matter at all. No matter, no affair. So Sakyamuni Buddha has to find something to occupy himself with. It's just for the sake of speaking the Dhamma Flower Sutta that the Buddha mentions the causes and conditions of the one great matter. And what is said in the flower, Dhamma Flower Sutta, it speaks of the wonderful Dhamma. And what is the wonderful Dhamma? Do you think, once you think, it is no longer wonderful? In asking you about it, it becomes not wonderful. It can no longer be considered wonderful. Then what are we listening to the sutta for? You might ask. Wouldn't it be more wonderful not to listen to them? Who told you to listen? You do not have to listen if you do not want to. Go ahead. No one is forcing you to listen. You may want to listen. Sorry, you may want to quiet listening. Oh, quit. Oh, yeah. You may want to quit. Sorry, I got it wrong, the English word. Quit listening. But you cannot. You say, I can do. I have thought of a plan. I'm going to take some drug and get so high that I do not know anything at all. Then I will not be able to come and listen. Then Shen Hao say, that is a wonderful Dhamma too. But there is another great matter that we should not forget. I just told you to forget it, and you could not. But this is something you should not forget. Since I have now encountered the causes and conditions of this one great matter, I cannot refrain from telling you it is the great matter of everyone's birth and death. Means concerning living beings, the most important question, matter of everyone's birth and death, means how to transcend birth and death, 了生死. Do you understand it or not? So the problem of birth and death, to transcend birth and death, that is the main intent. Huh? Do you know how it was? You were born. You do not know. Do you know how it is? You will die. You do not know. Such intelligent people, and yet you do not understand the question of birth and death. So this is an interesting question, huh? Birth and death. Who get born, who die, and what actually is birth and death? That's why the Dhamma is so profound. The word birth and death are very common, simple word. But to comprehend it, to understand it, demands a lot of very, very extensive, deep understanding. That's why we always talk about birth and death. Then we link it to karma. So the samsaric life, we always speak of birth and death, continuous birth and death. That's why samsara, the world of existence, cyclical existence, birth and death. Then who is born, who die, what is born, what die. All this are very common but very profound question that demands very deep understanding to comprehend. And most people cannot understand. Yeah. So there is a saying, huh? Deludedly you are born, deludedly you live life, then deludedly you die. So who is that you? The actor. The deluded self. So without comprehending the ultimate unconditioned mind and the conditioned mind, living being cannot develop such understanding. That's why only cultivator of the way who has awakened to the secret of life can comprehend this. Then they will clearly understand what the form and mind is, and why this form and mind, as per the Buddha's teaching, is non-self, dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of null. That's why it has the universal characteristics of impermanent. If you grasp, cling, and want it your way, you suffer. That's why the universal characteristics of impermanent lead to the universal characteristics of suffering. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, grasp onto, and say, this is me, this is I. And you do that, it becomes sakkayadity. Self-delusion. So all these are not easy to comprehend. Then unless you meditate and go beyond thought, beyond mind, the conscious mind, the mundane mind, you can never realize that nature within. As long as you do not understand what that nature within is, you cannot awaken. You cannot comprehend the nature's law that governs life and existence, and you cannot comprehend the unconditioned, that so-called enlightenment. We are the realization of Nibbana, to realize the cessation of form and mind, leading to that oneness nature within. Unless cultivator of the way go through all this, they cannot develop the understanding. Okay, we go back. Huh? Such intelligent people, and yet you do not understand the question above and there. Okay, we were here just now. Huh? Yesterday, some tourists came, according to Sienhua, and asked a very strange question. They said, why do you place oranges in front of the Buddha? A lot of you do not hear it. But since it was a potentially useful question, I'm repeating it again today. Why did they ask? They asked my tallest and therefore highest disciple. He stood there, taller than everyone else. So they asked him. But he messed up the answer. He was not clear. I was rather irked and said, "How come you cannot answer such simple question?" And I ran over to the Dhamma seat and stood up on the platform higher than the higher disciple. If I had not stood on the platform, I would have been shorter than he is. So I stood up and said quite loudly, "You ask why we put oranges in front of the Buddha. I will answer you. The Buddha likes to eat oranges." "Do you mean the Buddha can eat oranges?" they said. "Of course he can eat oranges. We people like to eat oranges. And the Buddha was a person who became a Buddha. Therefore, I believe that he likes to eat oranges. Besides, I like to eat oranges. I give the thing I like to eat as an offering to the Buddha. I give what I like to others. I know that what I like to eat, the Buddha also like to eat. If I make offerings of oranges, he is certainly not going to get upset." So this one is Xuan Hua's version. Let's read on to find out why he say all this. That is the general gist of what I said, is it? Although yesterday I did not mention the getting upset part. I said that he would not be displeased. Anyway, when they heard this, it was a case of seeing what they had never seen and hearing what they had never heard. They had nothing to say. The causes and conditions of the great matter refer to the great matter of birth and death. You should resolve this matter of birth and death quite clearly. Then you will have finished the great work. There are the causes and conditions of the great matter. Then there also remain a lot of small problems. If you want to understand the causes and conditions of the great matter, you must first understand the causes and conditions of the small matters. If you do not understand the causes and condition of the small matter, you will not be able to understand the cause and condition of the great matter. Where do the causes and condition of the small matter come from? They arise out of ignorance. Birth and death is a great matter. Why is there birth and death? It is because living being has delusion or ignorance. Once there is ignorance, then greed, hatred, and delusion, pride and doubt all pop up. If there is no avijja or ignorance or delusion, then all the little problem does not exist. If there is avijja, ignorance, then there are problems. There are birth and death. We should first become clear about the causes and condition of the small matter. If you are clear about the small problem, you will be clear about the great ones. Just as small children grew up to become adult, the adult gets old and die. If you do not understand the causes and condition of the small matter, you will not be able to resolve the great matter. First of all, you must break through ignorance, means root out ignorance. When you have root out ignorance, the causes and conditions of the great matter will automatically be ended. So this is what enlightenment is. Okay, the next part of the sutta. Okay, I think we can stop here. Sariputta, I just read two, huh? Then we stop here. Sariputta, what is meant by all Buddha were or not one appear in the world only because of the causes and conditions of one great matter? The Buddha, the world-honored one, appear in the world because they wish to lead living beings to open the knowledge and vision of the Buddha and gain purity. They appear in the world because they wish to demonstrate to all living beings the knowledge and vision of all the Buddhas. They appear in the world because they wish to lead living beings to awaken to the knowledge and vision of all the Buddha. They appear in the world because they wish to lead living beings to enter the path of the knowledge and vision of the Buddha. So this is the part we are going to share for next class. So I will mark this page here. Okay, we are at page 416. Second session is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. You can ask me everything that you want to ask regarding meditation or the Dhamma, the teaching, or how to apply this teaching so that you can understand life and help you resolve whatever worldly problems that you may have encounter. And lastly is you can share based on your cultivation experience about Dhamma in daily life, how it has helped you develop understanding and also resolve whatever issue in life amicably.
各位卡亚那米达，大家好。
大家好。
我通常 meditation 的时间通常是清晨，
啊，啥的？
因为我很早睡觉，然后
哦，对。
又到了傍因为工作了回家之后，如果 meditation 的话，其实是很不清楚的状态，
对，
除非是在巴勒丢这边。
呀 对，呀 这边好像 magic hall 啦，不一样了。
所以我通常都是，因为我很早睡，所以我通常会4、5点，我没办法睡很久，所以我4、5点，我通常我就会自然醒，
嗯，
然
啥
后
都。
醒了之后我就会，如果我觉得我很清醒的话，我就会做一下，然后 meditation。
嗯，沙丘很好。
所以那个时候，因为是很刚睡醒，精神很好的时
Yeah,
候，
you are very fresh and conscious. Go rest there.
对，所以我就可以，让我自己更清醒啊。
对。
那通常我在 meditation 的时候，我已经可以不用想。我以前需要靠 mantra
啊，不用了的，啥都
啊，我以前需要靠啊，比方说先念一下心经啊、金刚经啊这些，让我很stable 下来。那现在
对，
我就不
不
depend
需
on
要
这
的，
个。对，那我也很少说会去特别想什么事情。
对，啥都，哇，very good. This is a good sign. This is a good sign. Stability. So he said, normally he will sleep early. Then he'll wake up 4 a.m. in the morning. Okay? Then during that time, she realized she's very fresh. We are enough rest already. Then the awareness is there. So because of that, she can like make a decision to meditate. She normally meditate. And when she meditate, he said, now it's different from last time. Last time, you need to prepare yourself to like train the mind to settle down through mantra, through certain skillful means, like what the Buddha taught, expedient method. Now he realized no need. He can be in the state of awareness without thought straight away because he already know how to relax and maintain awareness and already train and stabilize. That's why I say that is a good sign. That is the real sign of great progress. The ability to be without thought at any time in life. That is the real samadhi. That is the real meditative training. If your mind cannot be silent, whenever you want it to be silent, means you still have not developed the training, the stability of it. The other thing that she mentioned, which is very good, is she said normally when she in the office after the work and all those things, in the daytime she wants to meditate, she cannot because that thing cannot settle down. Not easy. Unless he come to Tuesday class, he said. That's why I say this place is like a magic hall. Really? Not only you all, almost everybody that come tell me that. Gottlund also told me before, Clifford, Joy's husband also told me, a lot of people told me this, here is different. You know why? Because when I'm here, my nature's energy and also the great being's nature, they are all here. And the vibration that the crystal of the statue that they hold, this wisdom energy, they are all around. Then normally when I sit and meditate with you, I'm actually without thought throughout the session. That's why this nature is very different. Like just now, the half an hour, the whole half an hour, very still, without thought. Yeah. That's why Alicia like to sit here in front. Then if you are inside this area, you will experience it. So this is what cultivator of the way, their nature will have this ability to detect, then to stabilize. Then when they stabilize, their mind become different. It is still the normal mind, means the mundane mind with the true mind awareness nature within. Yeah. Some call it the background awareness. You can use whatever word. But as long as you understand that there is a nature within and you can be with that nature at any time, that is real progress. That is real stability of the trained mind. Means you want to be aware, it's just aware. That's it. It will not think, it will not move. But because of the senses, if you are not trained, very fast the activity of Sankara actually move. Yeah? And you cannot stop them. Because I, one Singapore friend, he wrote me a letter after a long time. He said he recently had a, he called it a very, I think, interesting insight, or awakening. He said he followed the Diamond Sutta. Then he said the Diamond Sutta teach to stay with the awareness. Yeah. Stay with the awareness. Yeah. So when you stay with your awareness, you can realize, he used the word divine nature. I think it's mixed with Christian word, divine nature. Yeah. So I say sadhu. Because people who can do that, they will know this is why. But then after that, he add in, he said, the Diamond Sutta, although it's mentioned like that, he said, it's not easy to do. Because the mind think a lot. He also know the mind think a lot. He said, cannot stop, but he doesn't know his habitual tendency, the mental hindrance. And all. So he mentioned that, he said, to actually be in that state and to leave it is not easy, he said. Means, according to him, he believed he has a glimpse of it or he had realized it, that awakening. But I don't know. Your mind cannot stop or cannot be in that state most of the time. It's maybe just the initial, like they say, you think that is the thing, but most of the time it's not yet. Unless you have that understanding, then you can stabilize it. Then it become a part of you, and you can be in that state at any time. Then your mind, the first thing that can tell whether you have got it right or not is, like Hui Rong say, hardly any thought, hardly any of this thinking coming to like distract you or disturb you or what is clarity inside. That's why the cultivator of the way is different. From the way they describe it, you will know. But they themselves within the form and mind, they realize this. They saw all this. Because your original, I don't want to use the word original because that Monday mind is not the original mind. I maybe have to use the word like that. The default original mind, the default original mind is when you are born after the conditioning, that heedless thinking mind. Yeah. Think about one. You cannot stop it. Yeah. And that one, most people, even cultivated the way, believe that is what they are. Yeah. They don't know there is another nature within. They don't know without thought there is a nature within. And that one can be realized.
应该是前天吧。当我一开始坐下来的时候，我觉得好像看了10秒的电影
啊，对，
那个电影是我自己的电影了。
对啊，对啊。
虽然我很少在想什么，可是那个念头突然跑出来。
对，
我其实当了我的工作是 programmer， 我做了大概30年了。这个工作让我养成一个就是什么事只有对跟不对
啊，
在 programming 里面只有对跟不对，没有模棱两可
啊，
而且必须追根究底。
嗯。
我以前认为这是个好习惯，可是我前天我坐下来，我突然而且突然，因为我曾经当过大概10年的老师，
yeah.
我突然想到，原来我以前跟孩子讲话，
是啊，对，是啊，
或者跟
very good， 呀呀，
都在。好像教训学，
对对对对对啊，那个我太太了解。
那而且我也很自以为是，说我在我的价值判断价值观里面只有对跟错，
yeah, yeah,
而且
very good。
其实那个念头就是10秒
，Yeah， enough already。
对，然后
给你悟到，给你 realize this is。Seeing yourself, seeing your fault in life.
所以当我会开始我之后我会我开始做我早上的早餐啊什么时候，那时候我就在想，我为什么会突然这样子？
杀掉杀掉。
我那时候我有很深的忏悔，你知道吗？
杀掉杀掉。
而且我才很深切的明白说，原来我的盲
对
那个盲的慢
对
我不会讲，就是
the conditioning the habitual tendency 很 strong 了。
那我很庆幸我来伯德六这边上课，可是我明白我这就是所谓的我用我原来的习气跟盲的慢在这样的生活
是，
那还好我现在知道所谓的 Monday Man 原来就是这么一回事，
很好。
所以我那时候我好，我有说不出来的那种感受。
呀呀呀！
我还记得很清楚，是前天的早上。
对对，杀掉杀掉杀掉，很好。
所以我觉得我好像以前我以前觉得我好像已经改变了很多我的习气，
对对对对，
但是其实。
还有啊，
对，
你要了解就是啊，慧蓉啊， in cultivation 呢，你修行的时候啊，这些东西啊，它会现出来的哦，它会给你看的。哎，你一个一个啊，慢慢慢慢会入掉了。但到一阵子啊，它会来，你 suddenly inside realize 啊，没有了，啊，没有了，真的没有了啊，它不会现前了。所以这个是一阵的 process，you have to go through。Then this one will keep on happening for you to see. That's why mindfulness has this ability, the power of mindfulness, to allow you to be aware of what is going on. That's why 你记得 before I start, the silent mind in awareness is the one that can observe and unravel to you all this delusion, defilement. What they call habitual tendency and wrong view, how you react, how you stir, how you create karmic negativity, how you do all these things. It will show it to you. Then you realize, hey, this is what mundane mind is all about. 无明啊, because of ignorance, avijja, paccaya, sankhara, that it's the and condition the mundane thinking through what? The egoic mind, Sakkayadditti. The egoic mind will come out with the greed, hatred, and delusion, like just as Xuanhua mentioned. Once there is ignorance, the three evil root pop up. Then all the negativity of mind state pop up. Then all the small matter become big matter problem. A small problem become big problem because it come from the root cause of avijja. That's why avijja need to be initially attenuated, reduced, then finally rooted out. When the factors are all gone, then it's rooted out. And the format mind will know one. When you go through that nibbanic experience, the cessation, that is completely rooted out, you will also know one. Initially, just a glimpse, you will also know first stage of sainthood or second stage of sainthood. Then once you realize Arahantship, very clear one, very, very clear one. So all these are good sign of a cultivator who is going through the process correctly. Sadhu, Alicia, want to add something? You continue. Very good. Today's sharing is very good.
不过那是我其实是最感谢 Brother Gill 让我知道原来真相就是这样。
对，真相就是这样。对，但是那个 Monday Maya 他会抓住的。我们以前小的时候啊，以为啊，好像你讲的嘛，There is only right and wrong. There is no in between. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. But then later on in life, as we develop the Dhamma understanding and the wisdom, then we realize thing is just the way it is, no right, no wrong. So when there is no right, no wrong, then what happened to the world? The world of duality exists, understand or not? Living being hold on to duality, they have right and wrong. That's why they have conflict, argument, because they use the thought process, the mundane mind, to reason, to analyze. That's why they cannot solve problem. To solve problem is not to have thought. To go within, seek within the awareness nature, to observe, see, and awaken, and understand who are you, what are you. Then when you know, he know me, he know you, it's only the five aggregate of form and mind, the bundle of memory with view conditioning and belief system arguing among themselves, then what is going on is in fact a delusion. Understand? Like you watch all the cinema show, understand? Only the character there doing all that thing, whether it's cunningness or the hero or whatever, it's all their character, understand? That is what life is all about. When you see and realize and penetrate all this, then you realize no reality. He know you, he know me. It's only mighty nature rolling by. But there is such thing as life. There is such thing as existence. There is such thing as living being, human being, animals, everything. But ultimate Dhamma, he know you, he know me. No reality. Everything is just mighty nature rolling by. Dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of no, no reality. Not what you think. That's why the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma, once you have penetrated, realized, and understood, you become transformed. And all those things that those cultivators of the way who share become possible. That's why you all become very joyful and happy, because especially the last few years, not only I can do it, so many Kayamita can do it. And this is not something I can like collaborate with people and arrange for all this to happen. Especially Han's sister from Singapore, nowhere, I cannot know her. And she do her thing over there. Understand? And she go through the same thing. The one that did the cultivation correctly, the experience and the sharing come out, they match perfectly. Because it's pachetang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. It's not something that you read about the book and share. Cannot. That one is knowledge, not the real one. Very good, Hero Sado. Continue.
我一直觉得我的生活太过规律。所以其实是完全没有起伏，
嗯，
因为工作的环境也是这样，然后在家里也是这样，所以而且没有什么没有什么跟我也没有什么朋友
啊，
然后就好像就是这样子单纯的生活，所以其实我常常不知道我的所谓的 meditation 到底进步到，因为我没有任何的期待，
对，
因为我的生活就是这样嘛， yeah, 就是
yeah, yeah.
那所以 meditation 对我来讲，因为太过没有起伏，所以我以前常常想，哦，可能我没有东西好想吧。不过 meditation 对我来讲其实变成是一个很习惯的事情，
嗯，
那偶尔会有一点那种所谓的仪式给我，
对，
那我都会非常的，其实我之后都会非常的激动，
嗯，yeah, yeah.
不过简单讲啦， meditation 对我来讲其实就是让我更知道我自己在做什么，
嗯，对，了解自己 self knowledge，yeah.
对，
嗯，
对，所以我也没有什么很特别的很 special 的那种感受，没有，就是这样子，就是
上那就是 reality，啊，因为 the one that have gone through all this, realize all this, it's actually nothing special. It's just a realization, understand? Once you think you are special, means what? The ego is there, understand? You are special. You already have all this. Then the ego mind still behind. But the reality is, he know you, he know me, nothing. You only realize the secret of life, that's it. Of course, there is joy, understand? But there is nothing special about the being that have realized this, because it will know there is no one inside there to be enlightened. No one. But the form and mind that has this understanding, you can say is enlightened because it does not get hurt anymore. No more suffering. No more misery. It understands life perfectly and it knows how to live. So that form of mind, yes, you can say it's enlightened, but that is not you. That is not a permanent unchanging entity. That is just the segment of our nature's life that come. You must understand it. So those who understand, they go through, they will know one. Like Hui Rong said, nothing really special. But you will have a lot of gratitude because this type of meditation lead to what? Understanding, self-knowledge. That's why like I explained just now. You will come to know clearly, who are you? What are you? And how you function as a human being, then you see everything so clearly. And with that understanding, your mind suddenly becomes different. It's like liberated. That mundane mind is no longer deluded. Then the world of form, world of consciousness, the mind right, duality within the conditioned world, has no power over that mundane mind anymore. But that mundane mind that has the wisdom connected to it is no longer deluded, no longer with the avijja. That is ultimately what is going to happen. That's why that form of mind can live life to the fullest, can realize the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, every instant, then there is no such thing as death. Who die? What die? Nothing die. It's just separation of consciousness from the form. The conditioned phenomena of the five aggregate, when the condition no more, it separate and it ceases to be. The entity ceases to be. That's it. And it's not a permanent unchanging entity. Well, this one is supported by causes and conditions. But I explained to you all, if you are a meditator, you will know the three conditions that sustain the life of the five aggregate of form and mind or a living being are, the first one is, of course, a physical body in functioning condition. Means your organ, your spinal cord, everything is functioning. Then you must have the consciousness inside since birth until now. That one that link to your memory and all those things that create the mundane thinking, the mundane experience, then create the thought process, the mundane mind, all those things. Then, of course, there must also be the karmic force. Your karmic nature with the karmic force that come and pump your heart and trigger off the blood circulation. And your blood, when it circulates all your organ, it has your consciousness. Understand not? That's why that consciousness inside can actually allow you to be sensitive. If you have developed the meditative training, the awareness, the mind, then it can be sensitive. Then because of the nervous system and all those things, wherever the blood is, you can feel, you can be sensitive. Because there is consciousness inside there. So your blood, actually, where the heart pump, your life force, actually has that consciousness. So all this, the cultivator of the way will understand. Then they will know, he know you, he know me. Everything is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. That's why this form of mind is just a vehicle and tool for us to come, and is karmically conditional. It's not a permanent unchanging entity that just manifests like that. No. There must be a karmic nature first. Then this karmic nature create the causes and condition for it to manifest. Yeah. Even the bodhisattva, when they come, because they don't die with avijja, ignorance, they can still come because of the karmic nature. They still have a karmic nature. But that karmic nature need a consciousness. So the bodhisattva, they come, their consciousness is not the what they call born of avijja. Yeah. The last thought moment when they die, there is no ignorance. So what happened is their vow will create the causes and conditions for the pure mind to take birth. That's why out of love, the first bodhisattva vow, the basic vow, out of love and compassion for the living beings, they vow to take across all living beings throughout the three period of time, the limitless living being, to take them across. So that is out of love and compassion. So that consciousness is love and compassion. And because you set it into a vow, that karmic nature can actually make use of this pure consciousness to take birth. That's why I remember when my this nature come, this life, this segment, when I was young, I remember my father took me to the what they take your photo and you call it a camera shop. Is there another name? A camera shop is like very crude, where they take your the studio, studio. This studio, I saw 2 years old. My father told me I was 2 years old. He put me on the three wheel tires, the baby tricycle like that one. I was sitting on that. I was so naive, you know, the face. I can see you no thought inside there. Then when I was 6 years old, I remember my grandmother used to observe me. He said, he thought I dumb, you know. I never talk one, but I always smile one, always very cheerful one. And my mother know, very easy to jaga one. And my father also know when I was born, a lot of things happened to my family for the good way. A lot of things happened. And my father know. So all these are the signs. Then I realized before the age of six, I hardly have any thought one. I got no thought inside there. But then, before I went to school, they actually did make a decision to come back to Alastair, where the shop lot and my father bought with the 200 ringgit at that time. He take back the ownership of the shop from the relative that he allowed him to help to operate and manage. So after we came back, that area was a notorious area. That's how I landed there. Then that your baby mind or at the age of six get contaminated, because it's a gangster area, so all the influence that small town, you know, is they speak Hokkien one, mainly. Every word that come out after I was there for 1 over year, every 10 word, 7 word are foul language. Is that type of area. So I was exposed to that type of thing. Then my mundane mind starts to develop because of all those conditioning. But a lot of things that I recall later on is meant to be one, to let me understand how that mundane mind can become what it is. Then the habitual thing and all those things. Until I went to school, you know, my father sent me to the best English school. When I was there, most of the kids there, they were like more affluent type, because the best English school. And it's, of course, in the northern state of Kedah, the royalty people, or their children are there. Then the minister or the whatever. Most of them are quite well off. Then I went there without anybody in the whole family know English. It's like Greek to me, you know, the school. Standard one, standard two, I was last in standard one, second last in standard two because of my maths or arithmetic. And because of that, I grew up. Of course, I learned very fast because when I was there, I have to silent and observe. Then I learn. Then when I pick up the language, I become very different. I again become like very good at study. Then I become actually not really top, but the top the top 10 position. That's why I was promoted to four special for that time. I joined a class that is that is entitled to like the jump. Instead of study 6 years, you might at school, a special school, you can jump 2 years or no. 4 years, you finish standard six or no. And I joined that class after standard four only I joined. That's why I didn't get to skip any class. But my grade was so good, that's why they put me in the class. So that was how I recall when I was young. I hardly have any thought. The mind that comes, that's why I know that mind that comes is with the pure consciousness, different. But that one also with the mandema inside there can be conditioned, can just grow up like a normal kid. But that form and mind has its karmic nature, has its spiritual nature. That's why even when I was young, it showed it to me a lot of things. I know that this one is meant for me to learn something on. But the time I young, I don't know. Then later on, when I grew up, when I developed the meditative understanding, then I recollect, I reflected back. Then I start to understand why I was like that, how I was like that. Then later when I connect after 89, of course, everything come back to me. And I have the whole understanding very clearly developed. That's why I can share and help people who want to go this way to have the understanding is because of that. And this one is not a theory or a knowledge that I learn from people, I read from book or people tell me. No. In fact, a lot of things like I share with you all this life, I never learned this life one. Even the so-called teacher that I encountered, they never taught me all this one. All this come from that nature. But there are such beautiful causes and conditions that unfold that allow this thing to manifest. That's why when I look back, I reflected back, then I connect back everything, then I realize actually this type of teaching is very, very rare. You cannot find one because it's connected for eons and eons and eons of birth and death or not. How you know this type of four basic one can do all this type of thing? I tell you, unless you are the Sammāsambuddha, you cannot, or the great being, you cannot have this understanding. And all this become possible on the life after life, you can come with that type of understanding. That's why it's very, very unique and very beautiful. So, 谢谢你啊, creating all the great conditions. Now let us rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ah, 很好.
Hello, Pradyu. Yeah. Good evening, Pradyu.
Yeah,
Mrs. Yeah.
Steele
and yeah. All Kalamita.
Mm.
Happy birthday to Mrs. Steele.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
慧蓉讲我们他没有什么朋友，其实他有我这个好朋友。
Sadhu.
这样多 Kalamita.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Pradyu, actually, you're right. Actually, I wanted to share something about this place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, when the classes, the physical classes started back, I was full of joy, but I don't know why. But the first time I came, wow, the energy. I mean, before that, I can't feel what is energy
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So when the first time I came, I was like put into sleep like that, you know.
Correct, correct.
And the thing is like the awareness stay in the heart,
yeah, yeah.
Just like that, like that, you know. Then the second time I come, also like that, I took PG, why so king, the energy? I was like, oh, okay. But I share with some of that, I say, it's a very good place to develop the understanding.
Yeah,
in,
and the
in
faith.
The way, yes,
and the
in
faith,
the way. You meditate here, just like everyone say, this place is very different. Even when I come here, I mean, after so many sessions, I always sit here. I can be like, just stay at my heart there, like for half an hour without thought, you know. It's so amazing. These are the things that I didn't expect anything. I mean, of course, this is also causes and condition, I suppose. But we need to develop the understanding. It's like the mind always different. At times you can do it, or at times you may not be able to do it, but we have to accept the fact is this mundane mind need to be trained.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, recently I also got my vertigo attack. So, but then I accept it differently this time,
sadhu.
Because the understanding is when something happened, you know, you don't put the blame to anybody,
correct.
And you know, and you yourself is the one who attend the yoga class and try to do the headstand. You have the history of the vertigo, but then, you know, As a mundane, you try to achieve something, so called the teacher asks you to do, you want to try. But end of the day, if you fail, it's okay. You just tell yourself it's okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mind don't get disturbed so much this
correct,
time
correct.
Where
yeah.
even though you're fully aware of your movement, it's not so flexible anymore. And you just move around slowly and then accord and flow, so-called accord and flow with the inside of Dharma, you know. So, I mean, this time around, I really feel what Brother Deo mean by accord and flow, you know. So the Dharma just come out like that, you know, the condition just manifest like that. So you just go around and then, you know, peacefully. That's the best part of the Buddha Dharma that I encounter is the inner peace within that. Everything happened, you still can stay with
the
inner awareness.
Yeah, the inner nature,
yeah.
They understand.
Yes, yes, that
they can come to terms with the reality.
Yes, and very peaceful.
Yeah,
and
sadhu.
That money cannot buy.
Yeah,
Mrs. Teo, Mrs. Teo, Amita,
Po
Pusa, Amitofo. I really full of joy after listening to Hui Rong sharing and all. Amitofo.
Amitofo, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Just nice to end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then we can end our closing puja. Share marriage, then we will end. Akasata cha pumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana itta vata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo asatu kalena sasa sampati hetu cha Fito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imena punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo Sattang samagamo hotu Yava nivana patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we shall end the whole soul session. Thank you so much for the participation. Then it is, we will end. Sadhu.